Welcome to Hochoka Podcast.
Hello, Madaki Apy, and welcome to Hochoka, here at the center of St. Joseph's Indian School's campus. I'm Scott Wooster, today's Hochoka host. We're glad you've joined our circle to hear from St. Joseph's Indian School's Mission Integration Director, Joe Terrell. Following up on this season's podcast with Dr. Damian Costello, who gave us fresh perspectives on some traditions when seen through an Indigenous lens, we discuss how sharing the Catholic faith and Lakota spirituality at the school is more of a convergence than a dichotomy. And Joe, it's great to have you here in Hochoka today.
It's good to be here, Scott.
Awesome. So I know you well. You have an office right next door to mine, and I've known you since you were a young guy. You kind of grew up at the school with your family working here. But if you could tell our viewers just a little bit more about what it means to be Mission Integration Director, what you've done here at the school,
too. Okay, so this is my 10th year here at St. Joseph's Indian School. I'm the Director of Mission Integration, which I've had that role for 4 years. Prior to that, I taught religion.
Okay, excellent. So the setting for Hochoka is in the sacristy of Our Lady of the Sioux Chapel, which I think is a very appropriate icon, or it conveys a lot, this icon of this church, Our Lady of the Sioux, of the connection between the Catholic faith and Lakota spirituality.
Yeah.
Can you just tell us a little bit more about how this building illustrates that for us?
You know that through sacred space throughout the centuries is more than just a shelter. It's designed to teach. Mm-hmm. And walking into Our Lady of the Sioux Chapel, even for a brief moment, you notice the stained glass windows, the murals, the statues, the stenciling, and you begin to ask yourself, what is this? Why is it here? What's its purpose? So a few years ago, my colleague, Claire Wilrat, and I, we sat down and really tried to find out what those answers are.
And what did you guys find when you took your deep dive?
Well, here's where it gets interesting. Right away, we found the original blueprints. And the original blueprints were designed by Edward J. Schulte of Cincinnati, Ohio. And Schulte had a reputation for blending the traditional with a modern theme. And he also designed many area churches in South Dakota, including St. James and downtown Chamberlain.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time that the blueprints came out, we had a brother on campus by the name of Brother Bonaventure, mm-hmm. SCJ. And in the summer, Brother Bon would go to the University of Notre Dame, where he studied art and architecture. So when we look at the original blueprints from Schulte and what we see now on campus, we see a message clearly being sent by Brother Bon. And so some of the things we see is the original Gothic steeple has three ascending rectangles. And to the Lakota people, those rectangles represent the Paha Sapa, or the Black Hills. Three in Christianity also represents the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The terrazzo changed from iconic Greek hole design to a buffalo. And to Lakota people, we know that the buffalo sacrifices itself for the love of the people. Mm-hmm. It offers itself, which is a very similar connection to Christianity, with Christ offering himself for the love of people.
Mm-hmm.
As we walk into the nave, we see the four directions. And we know in Lakota spirituality that the four directions are used through prayer. Each direction offers something for the people and spreads throughout the world, which is very similar in Christianity with the four gospels and how the four gospels spread throughout the world so that the message of Christ could be sent out.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing that we notice too is Our Lady of the Sioux. Outside, she's marble, and inside, she's wooden. And the cool thing about that is Our Lady of the Sioux is depicted as a Lakota woman holding or carrying a Lakota Christ child.
So what you're telling me, Joe, is that Brother Bon, as you call him, or Brother Bonaventure, he took a modern Gothic design and he intentionally translated it into a design that commingled Lakota spirituality and Catholic
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay.
But there's more to, into the church.
Okay.
Underneath the ceiling, there's a banner that goes across, and that in that banner there's arrows that point to the sacristy, and there's seven of them. So in Lakota spirituality, we know that those are the seven sacred rites. But in Catholicism, that seven also represents the seven sacraments. As we step into the nave, we see the butterfly, a Lakota symbol for butterfly. And for Christians, the butterfly represents the resurrection. For Lakota spirituality, that butterfly represents that your ancestors are near. So it's a cool connection of both cultures. And we see that all over the place inside the church. We also see a lot of the morning star and the arches being used a lot. It's actually being used 300 times inside the church. And for the morning star, for Lakota spirituality, that morning star represents walking a good way, walking in a good road. Mm-hmm. And for Christians, it's Mary's yes to bringing Christ into the world.
Hmm. So Brother Bonaventure was actually deliberately trying to give us a message or to help us spell out an appreciation of, you know, different but complementary natures of the cultures and spiritualities that come together on campus. It seems like he was maybe giving us a message.
Yeah, exactly. And it grew in 1985 when we added the stained glass windows that have a Catholic side on one side and then the Lakota side on the other. And then obviously with the tapestry of Indian Christ designed by Oscar Howe, that adds to it as well. We have a great brochure as you come in to the church that kind of explains what all that means. But the whole part of the church is a connection of these two ways of life. And so it's really cool for me as the director of mission integration to tell our staff, to tell our donors, and to tell our students that you can walk in both of these ways and that this truly is holy ground.
Yeah, it's a good representation of that for all of us. Absolutely. And it's pretty fabulous, I think, that this structure stands right here in the center of campus, and it kind of sets the tone for us. You know, it's sort of a hub here on campus for all of us. So what are a few ways that we live out what the church and the iconography is showing us? What do we do day to day as staff and students that mirrors that?
Yeah, right away I would say prayer. We see prayer being used all the time between the home, between the school, between the classroom. It's being used in all forms. You see kids smudging sage before they come into school, but then you'll also see the Our Father in Lakota at the beginning of the school during announcements. So you're constantly seeing these two cultures and these two spiritualities being bridged. We have prayer with Anipi ceremonies, and that also ties in with Sunday Mass. And with Sunday Mass, we have a Lakota Mass once a month where we show that these two spiritualities truly can be lived out on a day-to-day basis.
So here, this is a great overview of the chapel where we sit right now. And I think you're right. The brochures in the front, the pamphlets, will give visitors a good indication of what goes on in the chapel. But I would also strongly recommend, and I'm sure you would too, I'd recommend to anybody who's a viewer, who's interested in the chapel, to really come and see it and take a look at some of these things for themselves.
Right.
Because it is remarkable, and it's striking when you walk in the church. You know, a lot of our churches were built that way. You're going to get that effect of wow when you walk into them. But the Our Lady of the Sioux certainly is. So thank you for sharing so much about this Our Lady of the Sioux and the mingling of the cultures and spiritualities with us today. It's good to have you on Ho-Choka. Hope we get to do it again, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So thank you, Joe, for joining us here in Ho-Choka at the center of St. Joseph's Indian Schools campus, where we talk about issues that are central to Native American education today. So until next time, stay centered.